With oil prices on the rise, could cruise lines reinstate their fuel surcharge?
Cruise lines can implement a fuel surcharge at their own discretion, especially when it becomes as close to $70 a barrel benchmark as it is right now.
That was Sherry Laskin from CruiseMaven.com. According to Carnival Cruise Line's passenger contract, Carnival reserves the right to add a fuel surcharge of $9 per person per day if the price of oil exceeds $70 per barrel. Analysts say crude oil would need to be over $100 per barrel for the cruise lines to implement a fuel surcharge. On Monday, the price of crude oil was $69 per barrel. The Royal Caribbean blog is reporting that guests with deluxe beverage packages can now enjoy Johnny Rockets milkshakes. The deluxe beverage package has always included cocktails, beer, wine, non-alcoholic beverages, premium tea, coffee, and bottled water. And finally, a Florida woman is awaiting her fate on being able to take a Cuba cruise after receiving a DUI on a golf cart leaving Bonefish Grill. The Central Florida woman is out on bond, but with travel restrictions. The would-be cruiser has petitioned the courts for a waiver to allow her to go on the cruise. That hearing is set for August 16th, the day before the cruise is set to depart. And in case you're wondering, travel insurance does not cover any loss or expense arising from fraudulent or criminal acts attempted by the policyholder. For more insight and stories, visit cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with your Cruise Radio News Flash Briefing.